Second thing is, as many of you reported, Iowans of all types have asked me to consider running for governor. I'm flattered that Iowans would come forward and encourage me to run. And I have seriously considered that over the last several months. And as you're aware, I have been very concerned about Iowa's long-term finances. So as I've been considering this since the legislative session ended, I promised I would get back to you as soon as the legislative session was over. And that's what I'm going to do today. As you can see from the numbers and my concern about long-term financial condition, the numbers I just painted for you are showing us deep, deep problems. And we're at a point where Iowa needs to reverse course. We need to turn things around and start moving in the right direction. And I truly believe this is not going to happen unless Iowans have a clear picture of what's really happening with our finances. I know that if I were to run for governor, there would be some that would try to discredit the important financial information that I'm providing to Iowans. And they do that by simply questioning the motives because I would be running for governor. This is a very critical time for Iowa, and we need a strong voice, an experienced voice, to keep Iowans in tune with what's really taking place with our finances. And the last thing that we can afford is to have that voice diminished in any way. And so therefore, I've chosen not to run for governor. You can instead expect me to continue to travel the state, reporting directly back to Iowans about our finances, asking our Iowans and taxpayers to get involved, which I think you see a lot of that taking place over the last legislative session. There were a lot more visitors to the Capitol during the last legislative session, and I think we need to continue to do that. So I will continue to travel and serve as Iowa State Auditor, and I intend to run for re-election as Iowa State Auditor. And with that, I'll turn it over to questions that you might have.
Part of the decision, sir?
It was a very difficult decision. I'm very truly concerned about Iowa's future. I have a great deal of love for Iowa. It's where I was born and raised, and I think we have great opportunities here, but I'm very discouraged with the way we're handling Iowa's finances. And I know many a times people will say, well, where do we compare to other states? Well, misery likes company. But it's only Iowans. They're going to get us out of the hole that we're digging right now. And I think we need to stop digging the hole deeper and start turning things around so that we can make a huge difference for our children and grandchildren.
Is there any evidence that you've seen that Iowans are starting to get it, to understand that the state's finances are in trouble?
Definitely, Mike. I can tell you that in my 6 years of serving as Iowa State Auditor, there is much more of an awareness of what's taking place. I can tell you that financial numbers are never sexy stories. They're never easy to get out. However, I can tell you that for every presentation I make, we probably get more requests for presentations. In fact, many of the organizations I present to, different service clubs, have started inviting me back on an annual basis to say, give me an update. So I think we've definitely educated the public and our elected officials much more about our finances. And I think that's the real key, because I don't think we'll have a true change in our budgeting practices until we have Iowans demanding fiscal responsibility from our elected officials.
Do you offer any ideas of where the budget could be cut?
Good question, Jason. And I will tell you that as Iowa State Auditor, I see my task is telling our elected officials how big the pie is, and then allowing them the discretion to prioritize and decide how to spend that pie. My problem right now is there is never enough in that pie for our elected officials, so we're constantly reaching over to our neighbor and taking a piece of their pie and trying to make it work. So as we continue to do work, I will continue to do some performance work with the resources that we have available, which provides feedback to our elected officials on the types of things that are taking place and helps give them some data so that they can gauge whether those particular programs are accomplishing what they're trying to accomplish and are giving a good return on their dollars. But from there, the key is, how do we live within our means?
In regards to your critique of the budget and of the borrowing plan, The governor and Democratic legislators have offered some defense against similar criticisms in that they say the federal stimulus money was supposed to be used in this manner, number one. And number two, much of the borrowing that was done to respond to the extraordinary disaster, and Iowa doesn't want to be like New Orleans several years down the road. How do you respond to that sort of, I guess, justification for the borrowing and spending that they
need? Okay. If you take a look at the spending, definitely the federal stimulus package was there to help replace lost revenues. But I think the real key is we not only lost a little bit of revenue, but we had such a mismatch between our ongoing revenues and our ongoing spending that it couldn't solve our problems. If you look at that what could have been assumption, it clearly shows you that it would have given us the resources that we needed to bridge the gap for fiscal year 2010 and 2011. But it's because of our excessive spending that we aren't able to accomplish that. When it comes to the borrowing, I have no problem when we're borrowing to actually do preventive things from related to the disasters. Definitely, I think you can justify that as an emergency. We need to stop any future floods. There's a financial loss along with a loss of life that can take place because of the exposures that we have. So I'm fine with that, along with those preventive measures will actually give us long-term benefits. And the individual still paying those bond off in 25 years will get benefit from there. Problem is that infrastructure is important to Iowa, and we have a dedicated resource. And it's only because we're not making the difficult decisions that we continue to divert monies from there to help pay for general fund services cost. And my concern is, number one, we're going to have to see exactly where these dollars are spent and make sure that they're being spent on long-term assets that are going to provide long-term return, because they're going to take long-term repayment terms.
What type of Republican would you like to see challenge Governor Culver, specifically issues on social issues? How do you fall on that?
I mean, I think as we look at any candidate for governor, what we have to do is be in tune with what's taking place in Iowa. And I think if you take a look at what's taking place in Iowa and you sit down at the family table with Iowans, one of the first things they're going to talk about is their concern about the fiscal condition of the state and their own fiscal condition. I think we need to be in tune with those. There are lots of other issues out there that we need to be in tune with too, but I think we need to focus on how are we going to bring Iowa into a long-term sustainability of services. My question right now is, the rate we're going, how are we going to sustain the services that we're providing? And the sad part is, what we're finding is, we're going to be cutting back on those services when Iowans need them the most. Take a look at what happened in the fiscal year 2010 budget. We are increasing spending overall, but yet there are several departments, many departments, that are taking 10% to 27% cuts in appropriation. So my question is, if when we're still spending more because we have enough resources, we're going to experience huge cuts to certain departments and agencies, what's really going to happen when we don't have enough resources to cover our spending? We don't have the federal stimulus package. We don't have the senior living trust fund. We don't have cash reserve funds that we can take out. Question is, what kind of spending cuts are we going to take then, and what kind of disaster are we going to create for Iowans that need the services that they're depending on?
Are you going to plan on endorsing a Republican candidate pre-primary?
Not at this stage. I think it's so important that we get good Republican candidates out there. I'm confident that we'll do that. And I look forward to helping all the candidates present their positions and work with them and get a good viable candidate.
Earlier in the session, you wrote a letter to budget to appropriations chairs talking about the detrimental effects your office would have from the 26.6% cut. Do you still stand by that? You talked about losing a AAA bond rating and all sorts of things that could happen.
Definitely do. I mean, if you take a look at what happened is that the funding that we're receiving, which is the appropriation, pays for the agencies that I cannot bill. And so that means I have to take all those agencies that I can't bill, and I have to substantially cut the amount of audit hours that I can do there. And I can tell you, based upon that, there is going to be a huge cutback on the amount of work that I can do in certain departments and agencies. And because of that, it's going to have an impact on my opinion, because I'm not going to have the resources to audit that section. And so it will have impacts, and obviously that will be one factor that the rating agencies are going to take a look at when they look at the bond rating. They're going to say that there's a qualification on the opinion. So there is no one single event, but obviously that's going to have a negative impact. And when you take a look at that, along with the decrease in revenues that are taking place, you look at the one-time monies that we're using, I think every rating agency, and if you stop and look at the rating agencies and the criticism they've taken over the last year, there are a lot of questions being raised about those rating agencies, and I think they're going to be taking a very hard look at each and every individual state and finances. And in fact, I've read recently where they're looking at reducing the ratings of all local governments, all municipalities and stuff, because of the financial condition that they're going to be experiencing over the next couple of years. So.
And on the bonding plan, the governor seems to say that mayors and economic development folks around the state support the plan, but I mean, if it's as bad as you say, I mean, do you feel like this bonding plan will cause the governor to lose re-election next year?
I think, you know, the bonding plan, what Iowans need to be sure they're asking their elected officials are, is number one, have you been fiscally responsible, and why is the borrowing so high? That's my biggest concern right now. And then number two, what are you using those bonding proceeds for? Because I think from a bonding proceed standpoint, we need to make sure that we're using them for very long-term assets that are going to give us long-term benefits. So I think if you look at the Register survey, you find that more than 70% didn't want to borrow. So obviously that's going to have an impact, but always you have to take a look at what you're doing. And I think whenever elected officials make decisions, they need to be able to justify their decisions. And that's what they're going to have to do with the taxpayers.
So you go back to the governor question for a second here. If the Democrats haven't listened to you despite your warnings for the last couple of years as your state auditor, then why do you not feel that you would have a louder voice and, you know, be able to control this better by being governor? Why don't you just do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely what you will find is over the next 18 months, there essentially would be no voice being heard about what Iowa's finances are. Because everybody would be focused on the governor's race rather than where we're truly at, and I don't want us to lose focus on where we're at and where we're headed. So I think it's very important, and I think having someone that's experienced and qualified to keep our taxpayers informed. I can tell you, as I travel the state, people are very excited about what's taking place with Iowa's finances and are reacting to it. And I think we'll continue to see that. And that's what it's going to essentially take to turn things around, because as I tell our taxpayers, I can tell our elected officials and they get the message from me, but it's much louder when they hear it from them, the ones that actually elect them and put them in office. So I can tell you, I've seen a huge change in the public's understanding and the public's involvement with Iowa's finances, and I want to continue on that task.
But Democrats are the ones controlling this here, so if you say you don't want to take away this voice, but do you believe they've even listened to this voice in the past?
They understand the message, I will tell you, but obviously it's much more difficult to make the decisions that need to be made that go along with that. So I think it's definitely there, and I think, you know, even if I were governor and I did proposals, the legislature still has to make their decisions, and it's a joint effort of working there. So to me, the key is to make sure Iowans tell our elected officials what's actually taking place and how we can make a difference by doing that. And I feel very strongly that that's the best way to get us back on fiscal basis, is to get citizens actively involved and communicating with their elected officials. And I think we'll see more and more of it based upon my first 6 years here in office.
Did raising money have anything to do with this decision?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I took a look at it, and I truly believe that I can make the biggest difference as I work for Iowans to keep them informed. I pledge to keep them informed, and I don't want my voice diminished by sidetracking it with other issues. And I feel that I will do a very hard job on working with Iowans to make sure that they understand where we're at and how we get to a better place in the future.
So you feel like the support and the money was there if you had chosen a different path?
Yeah, I mean, I would have never even considered it if I didn't think that, number one, I would have the support, and number two, that I could raise the funds that would do it. So,
taking an even broader view, I mean, you're focused on the state budget. The part of the rationale here was this was going to keep people working. It was going to create jobs through the bonding. It was going to have an economic stimulus effect that this analysis doesn't necessarily cover. long term, do you think that, that this is going to have that bigger picture economic benefit, or is this heading towards a situation where more Iowans are going to see their tax bills go up as a result of this action?
I mean, I think if you take a look at it, especially from the construction standpoint, and look at the infrastructure that we want to do, we've got federal stimulus monies of over $400 million that we're going to put into infrastructure. Now we're going to have $700,000+ worth of state monies. The question you have to ask yourself is, how much construction work can we do here in Iowa by Iowa companies? And the question is going to be, is what's going to happen to construction costs as we get more and more out there competing for the same resources, and how much of those dollars might flow outside the state because there isn't enough resources here. And I think if you look at the unemployment numbers that Iowa Workforce Development and stuff puts out, you're not seeing huge, huge numbers of declines of employees when it comes to unemployment in the construction industry. You're seeing much larger numbers in the financial services area and some of those. And I think it's going to be very hard to transition employees that have IT or financial backgrounds into construction workers. So I have some real concerns about how the long term will be there. The other concern I am is we're going to have this huge ramp up in construction, and then we're going to have the cliff to fall off of when those monies are gone, and we're not going to have the resources to spend on those. And my concern is what's going to happen to infrastructure in the future. So I have some real concerns about how much of an impact they will have long term. Will they have some short term impacts? I'm sure they will. Whenever you start putting that much money out in the economy, it's got to have some type of impact.
So is this for a big tax increase down the road?
I mean, I look at it today with the mismatch that we have right now, the spending gap that we have looking